Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill White. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen strikes out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo takes first base on ball four. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball four. Dropo moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Ginsburg moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive towards short. Boone catches it and throws to second to double up Hatfield. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Kennedy scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Dropo scores. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lund hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo juggles the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. White moves to third. 2 outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan bunts towards the mound. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Glenn moves to second. Ray Herbert now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to third. Hegan moves to second. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone is walked intentionally. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Glenn scores. Hegan moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan scores. Boone moves to third. Avila moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby is walked intentionally. Hal Erickson now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball towards center. Del Singh catches it and throws to first to double up Doby. Boone scores. Avila moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Glenn is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ginsburg is hit by the pitch. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to second. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hal Erickson. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ginsburg moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ginsburg scores. Two outs. It's 8-4. Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to third. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Lund reaches third base with a triple. Hatfield scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Indians. Bob Hooper now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball towards left. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Lund scores. Niemann moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's Tigers, 8, Indians, 8. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 4 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.